This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Daughters of St. Paul are Roman Catholic sisters on a mission. They use media and technology to preach the gospel. They've operated the Pauline Books and Media Store in Crestwood since the 1980s, but now they're reaching larger audiences through social media. They even have their own hashtag. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard introduces us to the Media Nuns.
Every morning and evening, the Daughters of St. Paul gather for prayer in the chapel of their Little Book Center on Watson Road. The Roman Catholic sisters hold fast to their traditions, even as they're becoming more widely known on the internet. Under the hashtag Media Nuns, they post inspirational thoughts and videos on social media. The community superior, Sister Mary Leah Hill, says social media is just the newest tool for the Daughters of St. Paul. Their congregation was founded in Italy in 1915 to spread the word using modern forms of communication. A century ago, that meant buying printing presses. But through the years, they've become savvy at radio, television, and film. Now they've adopted Twitter and Facebook.
Because it's a way of connecting with people, and it is where most people are found. Almost everybody has some connection with social media on one level or another.
Sister Leah is 71, which she describes as just medium old. There's an image of her wearing sunglasses on the colorful LED sign outside the store. She's posing with her just-published book, The Church Rocks. Her image rotates with scripture verses and invitations to stop by the chapel. At 10 a.m. sharp, Sister Mary Joan will unlock the store's front doors. She's 89 and was born in Italy. Sister Mary Joan says she rises early every morning to pray alone in the chapel because so many people come to the store searching for answers. A book in the chapel is filled with handwritten prayer requests from visitors.
Because we never know the impression we make on them, you know? And our father used to tell us, he said, the good you do, you never know. You might know something, but in heaven you'll find much more that we never know.
Sister Leah says the book center is geared toward Catholics, but people of other Christian faiths also stop by when they're searching for Bibles and spiritual material.
A lot of people say they come because they like the atmosphere. You know, it's a peaceful, kind of almost a prayerful place, even though we have a lot of fun. And they like also because we have a chapel. We have it so that it's open to people when they come in. They can spend time praying along with, you know, browsing books.
Five sisters live in the convent, along with four postulants, all in their 20s. They're in the early stages of joining the congregation, a period known as discernment. On good weather afternoons, the postulants often play a spirited game of basketball behind the convent, wearing their postulant uniforms, navy blue skirts, white shirts, and sweater vests. Allison Goliath is 23. She's from Virginia. She decided to join the Daughters of St. Paul because of their style of evangelism, meeting people where they are.
I love that what we're trying to do is so relevant to the world today. So really, we're trying to reach out to people and give them Jesus using the ways of communication that people of today use. It doesn't feel like we stepped out of the world or apart from it, that we're really like accompanying humanity as they move on into the future.
Cecilia Ciccone is from Delaware. She tweets about her life as a media nun in training.
When we put on these really fashionable outfits, we are still totally ourselves. So I am still a normal 22-year-old. I like to do things that normal 22-year-olds like to do. I also have received an amazing amount of grace from God and know that I'm loved. I'm able to share that message with others.
Recently, she tweeted a personal revelation. That sweater vests seem way cooler if she refers to them as the armor of God. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.